Good morning, 6:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday morning. Devan Cook is the Santa Rosa County Administrator and by all accounts doing a fantastic job. Devan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. A lot of stuff in the, between the Land Development Code meeting, all 7 hours of it, which I finally finished and was very informative. I'm super into all the nerd stuff now, and it's very interesting. I learned a ton from that and the budget hearing. And then yesterday we had the agenda the committee meeting that we're going to have the regular meeting for on Thursday. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. Let's start with this. The hubbub over the gas station across the street and down the road a little bit from the Loves. The people are upset because they don't want a gas station at the long, winding entrance to their really cool neighborhood, which is a really cool neighborhood. Is that something that can even be stopped? Is that something that they're within their rights to build it there? What's the status of that?
It's my understanding that they have the right to build it there. It is a commercial area, so they do have the right to build the gas station there.
Okay, so that's not something they can be upset, but they don't really have any power to stop it, because when it's in your land use and your zoning, and you do stuff within the land use and the zoning, there's nothing to be done. Which kind of is reminiscent of another case that you and I had talked about before and created a lot of controversy. The proposal to build an RV park out on Navarre Beach, which I said at the time, I know the board had talked about this, and the owner basically said, "Look, an RV park is less awful than a condo, and I'm entitled to build condos if I want to. Why don't you all let me build an RV park and you'll be less upset than if I build condos?" The people said no, it got voted down, and then now he's going to build condos. But I guess now he's coming back to ask again for maybe the opportunity to go back to building the RV park. Where's the status of this?
Right. There was a legal challenge that was filed, and we're required to have a mediation for this particular legal issues. So there was mediation held, and the decision out of the mediation was to allow him to come back and have another hearing before the county commission as to possibly rezoning that property. So October 26th, there'll be at our county commission zoning meeting, there'll be another discussion about his request to build an RV park as opposed to condos.
Okay. I don't speak for the folks on Navarre Beach, except to the extent that I wonder if they might have since then come to their senses and thought, a condo would be worse. Maybe we'll approve this. Maybe we won't throw such a fit about this. But, you never know. People do the stuff that they're going to do. I know one of the big conversations has been about impact fees. If I remember in the budget meeting from last Tuesday, it came up at the end where Sam Parker proposed, let's just direct staff that we're not going to really look into impact fees for another year or so. That way, the business community knows they don't have to worry about that. The staff doesn't have to waste time on it. Kerry Smith seemed to push back and want to say, I'm more interested in looking at this. But then yesterday, this kind of came to a big conversation again. What is actually happening? It's not on the agenda, but if Commissioner Smith wants to bring an agenda item, he can, right?
He can, and that was part of the final discussion yesterday before the subject, they moved on from the subject, that he can bring it back as an agenda item at any time, and so that's his right to do that, and the board can have a discussion in the future about it.
Very good. And, the board is kind of a weird, the board can't restrict its own future decisions, certainly not to subsequent boards, but even to itself. They can't vote to prohibit themselves from talking about impact fees, because they could vote the next week literally to undo that vote, right? In terms of what's practically possible, they can direct staff and kind of give a sense to the business community, but there is no in effect way to forbid themselves from having a conversation or even enacting a new ordinance or impact fees or anything else, right?
That's my understanding. This is something that at any point they could vote to change direction and overturn that vote and make a decision about impact fees.
Right, very good. One of the other things that y'all are kind of working on is, I guess you're buying some more acreage for the I-10 Industrial Park off 87, the one that's, getting pretty close to almost being ready for people to move in, right?
We are, and that's exciting. We have four companies going in there already. Lavelle Medical Services, Damon's Ice Cream, Hershey's, and Buffalo Rock, which will be the largest of the four. So that park has really taken off, and we're very excited to get those businesses open sometime in late 24, early 25.
Oh, great. I mean, you know, we've been waiting for it for a long time, and we're excited about the possibilities there. We're talking to Santa Rosa County Administrator Devan Cook. Devan, hang on for me for just a second. Let's get Candy in here with Traffic on the Fives.
This is brought to you by Staples Stores, and Staples Stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store. Not showing any slowdowns or delays. The accident at Kingsfield and 297A seems to be have moved off out of the way. Not showing any problems on I-10 or 110. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Devan Cook, Santa Rosa County Administrator. Devan, even though ECUA has had issues, you guys are going to, what, continue with recycling, it looks like, for another year?
Right. We're extending our agreement with ECUA to continue recycling for another year. It's going to cost a little more, but... the board determined that was still a direction they wanted to go in to continue to work to do recycling for Santa Rosa County.
Have you had any conversation about some of the various alternatives? You know, like ECUA in Escambia County is now allowing you the option to get rid of your recycling can if you don't want to recycle to reduce contamination, and to get basically a second garbage bin if you want it. Of course, City of Pensacola has done away with recycling bins, at least temporarily, until they can figure out a solution. Have you guys talked about sort of other ways to deal with the contamination problem at all?
Well, staff had extensive discussions internally on our options and what would be best. And so there were a couple of other options to the board that would, you know, change how we do recycling, that would increase the cost for recycling to the residents and those kinds of things. But in the end, the board felt like it was most important and the best approach was to continue the current recycling program as it stands right now, and something we'll revisit again next year and see how recycling is going and if we're continuing to have to pay to manage the recycling program.
Okay, fair enough. You know, keeping watching it is obviously, that's always an important thing. Aquatic center? I know this is something that is, I mean, I've been here 9 years, and as long as I've lived here, this has been one of those things like, we want it, we can't afford it, where do we put it? Let's put it there. Nope, the club's getting torn down. You know, like, it never seems to ever come past the good idea phase, but tell me what's going on here.
Well, several months ago, Commissioner Wright brought this up again, or brought it up. As he mentioned, it's been talked about for a long time, and requested that we authorize a feasibility study. The board approved that, and we have the respondents that want to do the feasibility study. So what they approved yesterday was to set up a meeting probably in October for the board to hear the presentations from the companies that have submitted, and their presentation will be how they will study and bring back recommendations to the county on where an aquatic center would go and the cost and those kinds of things that would be key for the board to make a decision for a future aquatic center.
Okay, so this is sort of that first of 10 steps kind of situation to just kind of figure out what the possibilities are. Is that it?
Absolutely. You know, where, how much, what it would look like, you know, if it would be, you know, a very large one or a smaller scale. So they would, this group, whoever's chosen, would do a study and come back with some recommendations to the board.
Very good. And the last thing is, I think you're still working on the Consolidated Dispatch Center, and you're getting ready to make some decisions related to this. Is that right?
Yes, we actually have awarded the or approved the first phase of fees from the architect design group for starting the plans on the consolidated dispatch and 911 center.
Very good. Well, all progress, it seems like to me. Devan Cook, he is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. We'll look forward to the regular meeting on Thursday and, you know, some of the more contentious things that are going to... Oh, when do they actually... When is the follow-up meeting for the Land Development Code? When is the, you know, all of the things put in text so that they can vote on approving it? When is that supposed to be?
It is, I believe it's also October 26th, okay. I believe is the date for that as well. I'll confirm that, but it's later in October.
Okay, and I mean, just for people who have been following this stuff, like all the decisions were made in the Land Development Code meeting, the second meeting. It's just a matter of there were some guidance to staff to come back with the actual verbiage on some things, and I know so the commission wants to see all that just to be sure that it's all the way they wanted it to be. There had been some intimation that maybe all of these decisions could be undone, including the deletion of the alternative subdivision plan and the taking up again of the billboards and just, you know, and all of that. And that's not what's going to happen at this meeting. It really is going to be, they're just going to make sure that it's what they wanted and then they're going to vote on it, right?
That's our plan.
But you have seen meetings where the plan doesn't go accordingly, so I understand that. Devan Cook, he is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Devan, thanks for administrating the county and for spending some time explaining things to our folks, and I really appreciate it, sir. We'll talk to you again next week, or in 2 weeks.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a great day.